The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton as we get started going into Tuscola week. Big game coming up this week, but a whole lot for us to talk about this morning. Good morning, coach. You know, the things that you know, we saw last night, you got to feel real good about a lot of things that you saw last night. Your defense continues to play really, really well, putting pressure at every facet of the opposing team's offense, really, it seems to me. And then offensively, you know, I commented to Dad last night that I feel like our kids right now, your skill kids that are catching footballs, we've got as good a core of receivers right now as I've seen in terms of being able to find a way to get open first and then be able to make catches, and they're making brilliant catches right now. So, you know, a lot of good things going on and a lot to look forward to as you come off that week last week. What are your first thoughts, I guess, this morning after last night?
You know, I think the biggest thing, and I talked to the team after the game, I thought the biggest thing that our kids did is we played up to Pisgah's level last night and not the level of our opponent. You know, that was a big concern that I had coming into the game, especially coming off of the Franklin game and all the emotions that were there. And, of course, it's this game sandwiched in between a Tuscola game.
Right.
How would we handle that? And I thought our kids did a really good job of playing up to our expectations, you know, and the level of play that we expect. And like I said, I thought those young men did a great job with that. Even the young men that came in and were able to sub.
Right.
You know, that was something we talked about at a halftime too. We don't want to drop off on that intensity. And like I said, thought our kids just did a really good job with that.
You you mentioned that most of your starters were out for the majority of the second half. So, you know, your numbers are always going to be skewed when you look at those things. But you go back and look, you know, McKinley continues to manage these games really, really well. And well, it should be more than that. It's more than just managing him. But he seems to be able to do what needs to be done, I guess, is what I'm saying. 13 of 17 last night for almost 250 yards, three touchdowns. He rushed last night, had seven carries for 60 yards, too. So, you know, he was doing it both on the ground and through the air, making it happen for you. And, you know, when time was right to make sure that we've got to have a little bit of running game, he was able to make that happen. You talk a little bit about McKinley's progression through the year so far.
You know, I think he's done a good job. He's taken taken firm control of what we're doing on offense. We're giving him a little bit more flexibility. Coach Rodomer's doing a good job and putting us a scheme together that's allowing McKinley to make some reads and things like that. And, you know, the more you can put on him, the more he likes it. And I told McKinley before the season started, I said, you are certainly blessed with some good receivers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're pretty solid all the way across on that receiving core. As you watch us, and McKinley did a really good job last night spreading the ball around. The receivers had some outstanding catches. You don't see very many drops from our guys.
No, you don't. I said that last night to Chuck. We just don't drop the football.
Got some really good hands, and it's exciting to watch him, you know, take control of the offense and to spread the ball around. And at the line did a great job last night. You know, they came in, Wes came in with a game plan to give us, you know, five down linemen. So it was five on five with one linebacker in the box. And, you know, we took advantage of what they were giving us, very similar to what we've been doing the last probably 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, it's fun to watch. It's fun as a coach to sit back and watch and to help them go through some progressions on checks. And, you know, just a good job by our offense last night.
You go and talk about the things last night. We're just talking about the passing game right there. One of the things that I see probably, I guess, three-quarters of the time is that we get McKinley out in time and space. We'll get him out somewhere out from behind the pocket, whether we'll boot him out or just flow him out that way and flow everyone that way. But talk about why that works so well. It certainly has, because most of the time we don't do just a simple 3 and 5 step drop and then find it. We're usually trying to get him out in space. Why is that working so well?
You know, the big thing is, and it starts up front, I thought our guys did a really good job protecting him. you know, and the backs, you know, Lucas Hall played some back there in the backfield with him. So there's another quarterback that's sitting back there with him that understands where we're trying to go as well and can help out with us. And, you know, Dylan Hannon was in there, our big blocking back. And, you know, it's just, it's a situation where we're trying to get him out in situations like what you said, out in open field, being able to hold that ball as long as he can before we need to turn it loose. You know, sometimes we have longer routes built in. Sometimes we have shorter routes, just depending on what they're giving us on coverage.
When you talked about his progression as a quarterback, like you said, he's been given some freedom at this point to make some decisions that maybe you wouldn't let a sophomore or someone have. In terms of that, you know, his mindset, both as a leader out there for your football team and as someone that understands what's going on around him and then be able to take advantage of that, that's really come on real strong this year too, hasn't it?
It has. You know, that's one of the things that, that I bragged on him before the season started. You know, I thought his leadership skills were solid. I thought he was going to be able to do some things for us, you know, offensively and team-wise to help us out, and he has certainly done that. And then you look at our receivers. You know, we've given those guys a little bit of flexibility, too, to find the open spaces and to get in them. And, you know, it's they're getting comfortable with each other. You know, it's a little bit like some backyard ball. You know, they're getting comfortable kind of knowing where each other's going to be at. And, you know, McKinley's doing a good job getting the ball to them.
We'll certainly look forward to seeing how that all plays out as the rest of the season goes. He's off to a really good start so far. Back in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Get painting. You know you want your place all fresh and pretty for the holidays. See Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill and save on Valspar Medallion Paint. There's latex, eggshell wall and trim, interior satin latex, semi-gloss interior, and Valspar latex flat wall paint, all sale priced when you buy this month. See Buddy Flynn at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. They have all the accessories for your painting job, too.
Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Plus, Leonard and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Coach talked a little bit about the offense there to start. Defensively, you got to feel good about what's going on right now. I mean, it's been really essentially a transformation as we've gotten starting the first half of the season. Your guys didn't give up a passing yard. I think that every time that they thought about throwing it, there was pressure coming. I think about, and I will remember that that sack there in the second half that I believe Johnson had, that just brought it to him, but they didn't have time to throw the football. They didn't have any passing yards whatsoever. You know, excellent job, obviously, right there. They ran for 256, 112 in the first half, 144 in the second half. You only gave up 256 yards total offense, which is really a low total when you're looking at high school football. But this defense continues to do the things that you ask them to, and I think it starts really, Coach Chappell, with them being very physical right now.
You know, it does. You know, we had to had some kids that were out, obviously, from some injuries that were from last week from the Franklin game, and some new faces were in there. I thought early on, I didn't think our tackling was as sharp as what it has been. You know, I look back and attribute that to some of the practices that we had to take place this past week. I mean, we were sitting there banged up a little bit on Monday, and I know we didn't hit as much as what we generally have during the week, trying to get some soreness and stuff back out. Thought our kids, you know, after we got through those first couple of series, dialed back in a little bit, and I thought our tackling became a little bit more crisp. But, you know, that's part of the deal, too. You know, you got to be able to get a good feel for your team. You know, we sat down as coaches and just knew that it was the right time for us to back off just a little bit on the physical part of the practices. And, you know, and you'll see that. It's almost got like a little bit of rust. You got to get that rust off and, you know, get your legs back under you a little bit and go. But I thought the guys, again, did a good job of getting rid of it as quickly as they could and came back on. And I know you mentioned Trevor's big hit. I know Colton Schuler had a big hit that was out
there.
And Cody Riddle. I thought those guys really got after it. You know, in the linebacking corps. Again, the defensive line was pretty solid. I don't think you saw very much in between the tackles,
right,
you know, on the runs.
Right.
So I thought it was a good solid game on the defensive side. You know, they're matching the offense step for step right now, so that's a good thing.
And I think that, you know, when you look at a team that's going to run that option, it's, you know, I told Juckle this last night, I said, you know, I'm not pulling for West Henderson by any stretch, but it's fun to watch that type of offense because there's so many things that can happen, because about half of it is deception.
It is.
And so you're out there trying to, you know, make sure that you know where the ball is. You got to find the ball right there. But for the most part, you guys did a good job with that.
A lot of misdirection stuff. You know, that's the first time we faced that kind of offense all season long. And, you know, you're going to have to make some adjustments. And, you know, you're going to feel like this might work for this set that they do, you know, in hopes that this was a play that they were going to run. But again, I thought we made just a couple of slight adjustments after that first series, and I thought we got our kids dialed back in. And you know, when the seconds and the third guys came in, you know, we had been practicing with those guys as well, and they were familiar with what was going on. And, you know, other than a couple of long runs, I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they made some adjustments too offensively. They started out in that wing T, right, and they kind of made some adjustments and got more to that sort of like the offense that Georgia Tech runs and Georgia Southern runs with. So they, you know, they had planned to have something extra in there. Had you seen that yet in
film?
We
got a little bit of variation from them. You know, you had some of the wing T stuff, and then they got into the double wing stuff, like what you were mentioning from the Georgia Tech. You know, the thing about it is it doesn't really change their blocking up front, just gives them a little bit of different look in the backfield. And, you know, again, just thought our guys did a good job with the adjustments. Coaches did a good job. And games like that last night, when your team is playing hard, you know, it's fun to be a part of. It's when those teams are playing at that opponent's level and you're not as sharp as you want to be, when it becomes frustrating for a coach. But, you know, that was not the case last night. I actually got to sit back and talk with some of my players on the sidelines and, you know, they're middle of the fourth quarter, and, you know, just be able to relax a little bit and have fun watching our other kids who generally don't get to play very much get out there and compete. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, these kids are only in high school for so long, and you know, that experience in itself is a big deal. So just glad we could get them on the field.
When you talk about defensive stats, one of the two things that I always look at, I think at every level of football, is what you do against third down and fourth down. And then when you look at the plus minus, in terms of turnovers, you guys generated turnovers last night. I think that led directly to 21 points, if I remember correctly. And then looking at third down and fourth down stops, you guys made those a few times too. So I know that's a point of emphasis for your guys. Generating turnovers right now, you know, could be the difference in a ball game down the road.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at, you know, we put goals up in the beginning of the year, and one of the goals is to win that turnover margin, you know, for the defense to have to create, you know, 3 to 4 turnovers, and the offense to not turn it over at all, or to have, you know, more than 1 or 2 turnovers. So, you know, that's a point of emphasis for us. You know, you look at the last two games, especially that come to mind, I think we were winning in a turnover margin, and I think you can see that we turned those turnovers into points, and that's good to see as well. So your offense and defense are working together.
You said this a minute ago, and I think it's an important point. Your kids had a chance last night to kind of, you know, you got that big lead. It was, you know, before you knew it, it was 21-0 in the first quarter. You got that big lead. You got a chance for the other guys to get in their place. Some of you had some freshmen in there last night, I believe. You got a few snaps in. So talk about what that does for your team. We watch those guys too on the sideline, and how they cheer for those kids because they feel it too and they want to be successful. But as far as building what you want in the long term, that's really a big deal. Get those guys a look, because you might need them down the road too. It's
a progression. You know, that's the way that we've looked at it. You know, with these young kids that they're bringing along, you know, we're certainly not going to neglect what we have, you know, on the varsity side already. But in the same breath, if we can get some young kids some experience, like what you said, that can help us down the road, you know, we want to make sure we take advantage of that. You know, I look at some of the linemen from the JVs that we brought up and are playing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, David Mackey was one that, that had some significant time last week, had two tackles, you know, on the defensive line for us that really helped us out and spelled us a little bit. And he will certainly be called on again this week against Tuscola to help us out. So, you know, some of these guys are starting to see more and more playing time. Obviously, we've been real smart about how we've had to use them and where we used them at, because you only get eight quarters that you can use before you have to bring them up or keep them down, you know, completely. So, you know, we're teetering right on that line right now. But like I said, there's a progression with it and a plan that we have in place. And, you know, hopefully that'll be something that can be at our advantage, you know, this coming week.
You said, and that's a good point. If you were to go and I ask you the question, what would you like to see, and what kind of expectations would you have, you know, two-thirds of the way through the season, which is about where we are right now? Is this football program where you would want it to be when you went back and look at your ideas and your plans back in the summer?
It is. You know, we're doing the things that I thought we would be able to do. You know, you sit back and you look at some injuries that we've had. I think that's made us have to do some things more so than what we thought we were going to. Obviously, the passing game is something that's you know, up for us right now, and the rushing game's not. But, you know, I was telling our coaches last night, you know, we can sit here and we can complain all the time about not having this or not having that, but our offense right now is doing a really good job passing the ball. You know, we've got some good skilled people. McKinley's getting it to them and letting our guys go. So, you know, I was kind of joking around with those guys. I said, you know, you can put that lipstick on that pig all you want, but it's still going to be a pig. So, you know, our offense right now is what it is, and you know, we're going to have a good time with it. Our kids are enjoying being a part of it, and you know, we're going to continue to do those things that make us successful, even if it's against what, you know, I would like to have, or what we're used to having here at Pisgah. You know, right now we're trying to find ways to be successful and win games, and I think our coaches are doing a good job getting a game plan together for us, and you know, getting the wins that we want to get.
When you go back and you say, and you look at that though, and I hear what you're saying, I know exactly what you're saying, but you got to feel like though that you've got some, if you need to do something else at some point, and you'll know it when you know it. You can't really look too far ahead until you see it, but there's still some other options. There's some things in that bag. There's some things in that tank right now that we've got in terms of weapons if we need them down the road, aren't there?
There are. You know, there's some things that we've looked at and that we work on, and you know, last night gave us the ability to really open up the passing game and take some serious looks at some things that, you know, we've been working on the last couple of weeks, things that we like, things that may not work, things we're going to come back and adjust. You know, defensively too, you know, Coach Brindley and his staff mixed some things up last night because of the offense they gave us, you know, which is going to be similar to what we're going to see this coming week on some option stuff. So, you know, we will have to be very sound this coming week. Obviously, you know, I don't know that this game has been as big as it is.
Exactly. You know,
with the records and things that are coming up. Obviously, you got them and Franklin sitting in first place in the conference, and you know, we're sitting here with one loss with North, you know, tied for second place. So, you know, we'll certainly have to play well. I'm sure we'll be the underdog going in, and you know, we'll get in there and fight the best we can.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at five convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. You alluded to this a little bit as we go through, and a lot of people have interest in this. Not only are you charged with being the man in charge of formulating a game plan, which means which starts right now, 9 o'clock this morning. Here we go. And I mean, in many ways, maybe as soon as the game was over last night, it may be. But it's Tuscola week now, and so not only are you charged really with coming out with a plan of preparation, you got to execute that with your kids. And you know, the other things that are, I guess, are tough. Coach Pressey always used to talk about that. The other things that are tough are, you know, hoping that the other things, the ancillary things, the outside things, people coming to you and wanting this and wanting that, and all the things that go along with this huge game. It's a lot to manage, but you know, and it's, I guess, it'd be a kind of a new experience for a lot of folks. But it's a big week, and there's a whole lot to think about besides just football right now.
Well, you know, that's the fun part of it. You know, this will be a little bit of a more distraction-filled week as far as things outside of the football realm. You know, there's a lot of people who have a lot of vested interest in this ball game, and that's a great thing. You know, that's part of the reason that I came here, to be a part of the tradition, you know, not only here at Pisgah High School, but Haywood County. You know, that's a big deal. Big deal to a lot of people. It's a big deal to me to be a part of it. You know, one of my coaches, Coach Peck, and I were talking last night. You know, he came with me from East, right. And we were sitting there, and we were like, I wonder what we're going to compare this to. You know, and I don't know that we're going to be able to. You know, we had some rival games, you know, when we were at East, obviously, with Hendersonville, and, you know, that was our big rival. But I don't think it's going to be in the same realm as far as, you know, how many people are going to be there and things of that nature. And again, this is all me talking about it, and I've not even stepped in the stadium yet. So, you know, excited to be a part of it. You know, our kids have been really good. There's not been a whole lot of chatter about it throughout, you know, the last couple of weeks. I'm sure that will change, you know, come Monday when we get a chance to sit down and meet with them. But the kids have been really good. You know, and I think that's one thing that I have learned in the rivalry games that I've been a part of, is keeping the kids in check, you know, trying not to make it out to be the end of the road type deal. You know, this is a great game, one great to be a part of, but let's not get so nervous and so amped up we forget what we're doing. Take it as it comes.
The thing, like you said a minute ago, and I've said this all year long, for so many years, at least recently, this game has just been isolated. It's just, to me, I'll be honest with you, it was a non-conference game.
Right.
And, you know, I understand the community and the involvement, and nobody wants to beat them worse than I do. But I always understood that, you know, it's isolated in that it typically didn't have a lot of bearing in terms of where you want to be in November. And I have always said, and will always say, I want to be playing on Thanksgiving weekend and further. So that's the goal that I've always had in my mind. I know it's y'all's too, but you know, this deal now with them not only being in the conference, but they're also in the division. We're both playing well. I can't think of a time. Dad could tell you, I'm sure, other examples, but I can't think of a time in my recent memory where this game has meant so much in terms of where you want to be in November.
You know, obviously the biggest thing you're talking about is the game itself and the rivalry between the two schools and the locations and the, you know, the communities and, you know, all of those things. And then you look at what are really important things to our team at the end of the season and in November. And this game is going to dictate who's at home in that first round of the playoffs,
right,
and more than likely who's going to be away. You know, we hope that we can continue to stay healthy and obviously get in the playoffs, but this game is going to go a long way. We've had a chance to look at some, you know, projected brackets already for playoff stuff, just looking at, you know, the small 3A division.
Right.
And guys, it's loaded. You know, there are some very good teams in there with some undefeated records. So I think this, you know, the second place team coming out of our conference may go into the playoffs with a 9-2 record and may have to travel in the first round.
Really?
I mean, that's how good this bracket is setting up already. So this game is very important. You know, the one thing that we have told our kids, we haven't lost at home. You know, we haven't lost in between the concrete. We haven't lost when we've been in all our black uniforms. You know, all of those things. So we are, you know, we're trying our best to get that home playoff game. Obviously, it gets us closer to possibly a conference championship if somebody were able to upset Franklin along the way, and those are still goals that are out there as well. But we can only control what we do now. And so hopefully this week, you know, it will go smoothly. Our kids will stay focused. I don't think I'll have to worry about that, and we can stay healthy.
When you say that, and something we've thought about, and you don't know until you get to the stadium and see who dresses and who doesn't, some of them are game-time decisions. But What is your level of concern right now with the guys that were unable to play and dress last night?
You know, some big concerns. You know, obviously, Cody Mashburn's a big concern. That's somebody that's a defensive end for us, plays tight end as well. So, you know, he was a young man that had to sit out last night. You know, Vadre Crouch sat out last night. You know, he's got a little bit of an injury as well and went ahead and set him. So there are some concerns that are out there for us right now on the injury front. But, you know, like I said, everybody's dealing with them. I don't think anybody knew this, and I don't think it's even come out in the paper. North Henderson is on their third-string quarterback.
Wow.
He is their starter that's been doing well since Gehagan went out, blew his ACL out last week against East that they didn't find out until midweek this week. So those guys, you know, are still dealing with some pretty significant injuries to some key playmakers. You know, I sit back and look, you know, if McKinley were to go down and Lucas were to go down, where do we go? So, you know, these teams are facing some things that on that end we haven't had to face yet. You know, obviously other than Dustin's injury that we had earlier in the year. And I mean, guys, you can look. I mean, that's created us to have to make some changes just because of personnel. But, you know, that's part of it, you know, being able to make some adjustments and, you know, seeing what's in the tank, you know, what can we go with. And I think our coaches and our kids, you know, have really took to that. And I think it's been a good mixture and combination right now.
Cody and Vadre, are they day-to-day? I mean, is there a possibility that we've got them next week?
They are. You know, they're day-to-day. You know, Cody's already had an MRI on his shoulder. You know, there's some damage that he has that we feel like can be taken care of after the season's over with.
Right.
You know, we've got to get him cleared and get a sleeve put on him. Vadre's in a similar situation as well. You know, we've got to get him checked and looked at and see what comes up and what they can and can't do for us next week. And, you know, last night we weren't able to have them, and I thought the kids that came in and played did a really good job for us. You know, Jeff Hansen came in and played and replaced Vadre. Played well for us there. Jeff's a really good open field tackler. So he brings, you know, that with him to the table. And Cody Riddle played some tight end and stuff for us, and, you know, and replacing Cody Mashburn on the offensive side. You know, so we got some people that are filling in. You know, if that's the road that we've got to go down, you know, that's the one we'll travel down.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
The wrath of winter. It could come with winds, ice, heavy wet snow. After some blustery weather, a man needs a good chainsaw. Hometown Hardware has one for you. The Husqvarna 18-inch, 2.8 horsepower gasoline chainsaw. This Husqvarna chainsaw is ready to work and sale priced, just $329.99. To tackle your wood pile or whatever winter throws at you, get the sale priced Husqvarna now at Hometown Hardware, Canton Plaza.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. A lot to think about as we go into next week, but there's still, you know, there's some folks to mention from, again, last night that, you know, one of those guys is Hunter White. You know, he had a situation there where he got off to a really hot start, kind of got away from a little bit. And I think part of that was maybe because of the coverages that we were being presented with. But you've got a terrific stable receivers, and Hunter had a terrific night last night too. Coach.
He did. Had a good night. You know, had four touchdowns last night, three receiving, and, of course, the one fumble recovery, scooped up and scored. And, you know, that's the one thing, as you look at us and you prepare for us on offense, you know, Jesse's had some success. Obviously, you try to take him away, and you look at double covers to him, you're going to open somebody else back up. And Hunter's done a good job for us on some deep balls. Thought Jesse Martinez had a couple of nice catches last night.
Yeah.
Of course, Trevor were able to get out in the open field and let him run some too. And like I said, just thought those guys are, you know, did a really good job. Got to work a little bit better on our stop blocking out wide, you know, trying to help out some of the run game as well. But for the most part, thought those kids did a really good job for us and, you know, are allowing us to do some things that maybe not be the norm for, you know, here in Canton. You know, I was talking a little bit with David back about the 06 team that was really good here and some of the passing yards that Zach had. And, you know, McKinley is similar in that aspect to Zach and what we're allowing him to do. And, you know, it's neat to see. It's neat to see our kids, you know, really taking to what we package we're bringing in each week. And, you know, it's fun to be a coach and sit back and watch these kids perform.
Thursday nights, talking about watching the kids perform, Thursday nights, JV program still is doing very, very well. You got to like the numbers. You got to like what you got to see. And, you know, it's always good to live where we do and look down the line from your JV program all the way down to the youth leagues. There's a lot to look forward to. But you got a good group of JVs right now still playing well.
They are. You know, it's been a tough couple of weeks for those guys. You know, we've been in two overtime games. You know, against Franklin, we lost in overtime on a field goal. Last week, we lost in overtime 22-20. So these guys are going through a little bit of growing pains. I certainly hope that it's toughening us up a little bit. And when we get in these situations again, we're going to take advantage of them. Defensively, you know, for the JVs, thought those guys, you know, played a pretty good game this past week. Offensively, we got to go on a little bit better in the second half when we just started playing harder. And that was one of the things we talked about with those guys after the game. We took too long to get started. You know, we didn't have the intensity we needed to have in the first half, and thought the kids came back in the second half and played really well. You know, but you're talking about 14 and 15 year old boys and what's on their mind that day and things like that. But you know, you can see that it's bothering them. You can see that it's hurting them on those wins, because it's important to them guys as well. And like I said, hopefully we're learning from that, and this will continue to help us as we go throughout the rest of the season.
So those JVs will be at home on Thursday night. I know that that'll be a big game, and those always have big crowds too. JV games at 7 o'clock. That is a home game at the stadium Thursday night. The JV game, of course, will be over at Tuscola in Waynesville on Friday night. 6:30 is our airtime. 7:30 is our kickoff, and, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show, hopefully with a big win against Tuscola. For head coach Brett Chappell and Frank Bird, this is Chad Upton. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.